Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thanks for having me.
As part of a project funded through the Swine Health Information Center and Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research, JEV Research Program, Integrated Research Associates is developing new diagnostic capability for Japanese encephalitis virus. First of all, what is Japanese encephalitis virus? Where is it currently found? And why has JEV become a priority for the North American swine sector?
JEV is a mosquito-borne virus, and it infects many species, and especially swine and even people. It is not currently in the United States, but it is present in Asia and the Western Pacific. The reason it was a concern is because it was found in Australia infecting their pig farms in 2022, and Australia has a relatively similar environment and hog facilities to what we have in the U.S. There was significant production impacts in their swine industry, and that raised a lot of concern for what the impact could be in the U.S.
What are the animal health and productivity implications of this infection?
When JEV infects an animal, especially a sow, she can see a pregnancy loss, decreased fertility, but then also see low viability and even stillborn piglets that are born and dead piglets. And so it does have a significant production impact. And so it is of concern, but also it can infect people. So the zoonotic aspect of this disease is considered a threat.
What are the anticipated implications of JEV entering North America, and how significant are those risks?
Since our animals in the U.S. are completely naive, the U.S. industry is at risk, and this is because we have a fair amount of production. Our animals would all expected to be impacted. If the virus should potentially get into North America and the U.S., it would put a significant strain on our industry. Because right now, since it is not in the U.S., all of the animals in the U.S. would be considered naive, and production losses could be substantial. But adding to that, there are global risks, one being the increased expansion of this virus to areas that has not been seen before, but then also what the challenge and potential risk can be for increased global visitation between people and movement of goods and people across the world. Could this add to increased risk for the risk of infection in the U.S.?
What have been the challenges related to the identification or diagnosis of JEV, and what are the concerns there?
Currently, there's no approved diagnostic test in the U.S. to be able to detect the virus. And there's also multiple genotypes that occur globally. And so there really is a need to develop serologic assays to be able to detect this virus and if it should ever get here, and then also be able to manage the disease rapidly if it does ever hit the United States.
What prompted the Integrated Research Associates project, and what were the objectives of that effort?
They're always addressing the issue of needing to have additional diagnostic tools and capacity to be able to rapidly detect a disease, because at the core of SHIC is to really reduce the impact and mitigate the impact of potential infections have on our pork production. And so having a test developed and then validated in Asia using serum of pigs that have been exposed, it really does help the U.S. be better prepared and protect against JEV.
What did the work involve and why?
This work was relatively complex to develop what genes need to be incorporated into the test to be able to maximize and optimize identification, but then also utilizing what's called as virus-like particles, which can replace inactivated virus in the test and allow for multiple antigens or multiple genes to be represented per diagnostic test. They also worked on the format of this test to be able to have increased scalability or the increased ease of ramping up production should it ever be necessary.
What were the outcomes of the effort?
Outcomes included the development of two prototype diagnostic tests that have these new JEV antigens. Currently, they're being evaluated overseas utilizing around 500 swine sera from pigs that had been infected and showed clinical signs for the disease.
How does this contribute to or improve diagnostics for JEV, and what's the significance of that both in North America and globally?
The value of this project is really to ex develop and expand the available tools that we can use to detect the virus. And it also helps globally because it's not just detecting one particular genotype in one area, but utilizes multiple genes in one test to be able to really identify what genotype is present and help understand where or how it came into the US. In addition, it can also be utilized to differentiate potentially vaccine, should it ever be used, versus a wild type infection.
By whom and how will these tests be used, and to accomplish what?
Since this virus isn't in the US, this diagnostic test really would be utilized in a veterinary diagnostic laboratory. And it would be used as a response or even as a differential for detecting certain diseases. What it does, however, though, is give veterinarians and their producers an opportunity to be able to test should they suspect this virus might be present.
Why is the development of new diagnostic tests for Japanese encephalitis virus important?
Again, because of the lack of accepted and validated test kits here in the US, it's important to be able to build our toolkit to rapidly identify this virus and not just one genotype, but multiple genotypes, because that is what we see circulating globally. And again, having this really increases our ability to rapidly detect and respond should the virus ever be found in the United States.
How can anyone get more information?
This information on the project can be found at the April Swine Health Information Center newsletter.
And is there anything you would like to add?
For this information, including other fact sheets and research, you can go to swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.